And welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and good day, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is in your time zone. Welcome to BBS Radio, the Higher Dimensions, and I'm so glad that you're with us for another Sunday and to enjoy our new guest. He is Aidan Chase. He is a practicing psychic, and he's a teacher, and he has some wonderful things to share with us at this time. Welcome, Aidan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know you're in California at this time, so we have people listening all over the country and the world, and so we're hoping that some people will be kind enough to call in, and we can have a lot of fun talking and asking questions.
Great. Sounds fun.
Oh, absolutely. The important thing to do is have fun today.
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into the field. Was it an aha moment? Is it something that came with a family gift? Go ahead.
It's a little all of the above. Well, I'm a third-generation healer and intuitive, and most of my work is based on healing. It's about life guidance, and it's about finding what your soul, when clients come to me, finding what their soul is asking for and finding the great, smooth, easy path to get to that beautiful future that you're wishing for or dreaming about and that your soul is intending for you to learn in this lifetime. And so that's the basis of my work, and I do that with healing energy, which is part of my DNA. I like to say it's part of my lineage, that my systems can connect to healing energy a little more strongly or easily than some other people, but I believe a lot of people are opening up to the abilities. And so at the same time, I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, psychic, and so I get great messages from spirit or the universe to help people on their life path.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Yeah.
You're out in California now, right?
Yes, I'm based in Beverly Hills, California, but I'm out in the desert today visiting my parents in beautiful La Quinta, which is spectacular, beautiful this morning. I'm looking out to the mountains with the beautiful sun. It's really incredible.
Oh, it's marvelous. It sounds absolutely wonderful. I've been a few places in California, but not too many, but I imagine that that is a gorgeous place to be anytime.
Well, it's really great this morning.
Well, since this is a live show, I would like our listeners to know they can call in and he can give you a psychic reading. You can call him with questions, and the number is 1-888-815-9756, and that is BBS Radio's call-in number for those of you who would like to get a reading. And let's go from how you say it's a family trait that you've picked up, not picked up necessarily, but maybe were born with, and that you are developing it further on your own. And what stimulated you to do that, to create maybe a new venture or a stronger venture or a new way of doing what your family has been doing for so long?
Right. Well, my family always has been very psychic and very in tune with healing energy, and my relatives of the past never did it as an occupation. They would do it for friends and family, like putting hands on healing or psychic messages, but we don't know, at least maybe in the past generations before our three generations, people did it as an occupation, especially pre-1900, before doctors and all that. A lot of people sought out the care of healers or, you know, old wives' tale medicine and all that.
Exactly.
And so it's just kind of been forgotten for 100 years or 80 years, and now it's coming back out more in the public. And I really noticed that since the mid-90s. And I wasn't doing it as my occupation. I think I tried not to do it. Not
I think
to
we
be
all
a psychic.
Through that, and, don't we?
Yeah, not to do it as an occupation. I wanted to try all these other things, so I did. I did real estate. I did all sorts of really great things. It's prepared me for my future. And but there was a point where I had a healing crisis where I became very, very sick, very ill. I had kidney failure. I had toxic mold poisoning. Just the list went on and on and on. It was like it knocked me out, knocked me for a loop, where I had to really look at my life. And so I was sick for 3 straight years, and it was very painful. And what it taught me in the end, now I know in retrospect, that was for me to understand people's very deep pain. Because I really never had deep, horrible pain in my life, no tragedy. I had a very charmed, very loving, a beautiful childhood. And I really didn't understand people's deep pain from physical, emotional, and spiritual. And so I really went through that. And I went to psychics, I went to healers, I went to all sorts of people who, at the end of the 3 years with my sickness, were all saying, Aiden, you're the healer, you're a healer, you really need to do this, and you'll get better. And I was like, yeah, I think I know that. And then I really went deep, and I made that commitment to make the shift for me to heal and do this as an occupation.
Ah,
so when
yes,
I did that, made that commitment, I was well within about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Completely restored. And then I started on my path of collecting my tools and collecting my other knowledge I needed and my phone number and all those details to do this as an occupation. And so I've been doing it for almost 7 years, and I've loved every minute of it.
Fabulous. Now, I believe we have a caller.
Great.
Is there someone on the line?
Hi. Yes. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Simone calling from Toronto.
Hi, Simone. Welcome to
Hi,
the show.
Hi, Simone. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I'm so
what
glad
can
that
we
you
help
take
you with
call.
Today?
Well, there are many things that I would like to ask about, but I guess maybe I'll
What's your
it
most
out
important one?
I have two very important ones. I guess just my journey so far, I think I have a pretty good idea in terms of, you know, my purpose on the planet. And I guess I just maybe want some clarity and maybe if there's any messages that my guides
Great. Well,
like
what is the journey that you feel that you're on?
Yes.
What is your interpretation of it?
I definitely feel that I'm here to help. I'm in the process of, you know, accumulating different healing modalities and whatnot. I've had the pleasure of tapping into my psychic abilities. I've been consciously asking for it, so
Great.
That's been fun.
And how's that working? Is it going smoothly?
It is. I think my biggest hurdle is just trusting.
Well, what I was going to say is the biggest hurdle is the fear.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that fear is our final frontier, really, for our planet, that we really haven't gone all the way. We've gone, you know, to the moon. We've gone everywhere on the planet. But we really haven't gone deeply into fear as far as we need to go. And I believe that fear is the opposite of love. And I believe that there's a state where you're at that border, you're at this precipice, you're at that fence, the ready to make that leap to this beautiful new place that you just haven't felt yet with your psychiness, with your healing work. And it's really about the fear of, A, what is on the other side that I might tap into that I don't want to tap into? And B is, I don't want to get slimed by other people's negative energy when I do healing work.
Mm.
Does that make sense? And I like to call it slimed. It's like picking up their negativity where it's in your space. And I want to say that you don't have to fear that because it's the fear itself that brings it on.
Yeah.
It's the fear itself of, ooh, if I type in psychically or tap in, what will I get? Will I get, you know, misinformation or dark information? But if we set a boundary around ourselves, and I think this is the most important thing for you to hear at this point in this journey for you, is about really creating great boundaries around yourself. And I like to call it almost like a rubber ball, that you're in a rubber ball. And we let all the light and the love and the beautiful things in with permission. And the things that aren't are to bounce off. And it's about really fortifying your bubble energetically. We could call it our aura space. We could call it a little farther out. But it's really about establishing with commitment, deep, strong commitment within yourself of exactly what is allowed in and what is not allowed in and what is absolutely to be repelled by your rubber bubble. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And I think that's where the state is. And it's really about you just canceling out that fear and just flipping it to love. Like, no, if I have these abilities and I've been given this and I've developed this, that means, and I'm doing it for good, beautiful purposes, which I firmly believe you are, that I'm to be protected. And it's about commanding and expecting that within your space.
Okay.
How does that feel?
It's awesome. I intuitively, I know this. It's just, I guess.
It's that little bit of fear.
yeah, again, my arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one more
question. Well, what was your other question?
What do you foresee with regards to my love life?
I feel that you have a little pause phase right now. And the pause phase right now is in your new development. It's almost like a new you. It's a reborn you. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about leaving all those negative relationships of the past that haven't worked, and you've seen your own flaws, but at the same time, you've seen the flaws of the people you've attracted.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're creating this new you, this new bright, radiant you that's going to attract bright and radiant. In the past, we all have our issues. We all have our stuff, and like attracts like. So if we have a fear of something, we'll attract that fear. So at the same time, you're making this new you. It's almost like you're a little bit of a monk right now, a beautiful
yes.
Buddhist monk that's meditating and really finding that quiet space within you and knowing exactly what you want for a relationship. It's almost like
yes.
you're going to make a list of all the positive things you want for your life in a relationship and all mm-hmm. the things, make another list of the cons, the things you absolutely don't want. And I believe it's making big lists. It's like, what are the things that are not okay for you in a relationship? Is it leaving the underwear on the floor? Is it has to like, you know, their mother? Whatever it is really important to define, because I believe the universe loves specifics. And when we're wishy-washy, we get wishy-washy. And I do sense in your past there was some wishy-washy on your priorities of what you needed in a relationship versus what you thought you could have. And that's being redefined right now, and you're not fully, clearly out of that redefining time. And I think that's coming within several months, I would say under 6 months. And things in the universe or the world right now are moving so quickly that I think that work can be even faster if we get rid of that fear part we were talking about earlier. But it's really right now about you redefining exactly what you want so you can attract that beautiful relationship you want versus that so-so one that you've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. So I am destined to have a partner at some point.
Without a doubt, 100%. And again, yeah. it's that fear that's maybe not having that person come. But moreover, let's not have that person come right now because you're redefining and
yeah.
you're making these great new ideals about what you want for your journey, what you want in a partner that haven't been defined in the past like they are being right now. So this is a great time. This is like you're the butterfly, you're the caterpillar in the cocoon right now, and you're in your cocoon, but soon's to be just blossom and open up as a beautiful, bright butterfly. But what's so amazing in this time, like never, ever in the history of the world, is you're able to now select what color of butterfly, what kind of butterfly, how big do I want to be, and that's what's so beautiful about this time for you.
I know. I feel it.
Isn't that great, though? I think it's spectacular. I'm so excited for you. Big bounties
you.
Coming in all fronts.
Awesome.
Okay, anything else, dear?
Nope, that's it. That's it.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
And keep listening. We love having you. Okay, thank you. Anyway, that's really wonderful. It's a good philosophy that you're espousing. I think we discussed that. You also talked about you had some training that you wanted to do until we get another call. Let's go about the training that you have, particularly for children.
Well, right now I'm really working on meditations, and it's really about mainstreaming meditation like never before. And a lot of people think meditation is strange or mysterious or kind of hippie or, you know, too alternative. And my goal, I've just created a new meditation for iTunes called the Tropical Island Healing Meditation.
Uh-huh.
And it's really geared for people, especially kids, that they don't know meditation. And they know they would like to make a little shift in their lives to really get quiet, to listen to those signs and clues that their soul and their heart has for them. And they just don't quite know how to access it. And what I've done is I've created this meditation with beautiful music that's from amazing Hollywood film score composers and a great story where we go to a tropical island and I take you through a guided meditation that's really entertaining and keeps your mind focused on the story so you can get really quiet. So then in the middle of the meditation where we have the quiet portion, you can really be calm enough and open enough to hear all those messages, those signs, those symbols, those clues that your soul has for you, that your spirit guides and the universe has for you to really help you on that journey on your life. And if we have those little signs and symbols, it helps us to make those good new choices or new decisions to shift to a more bountiful, beautiful life for ourselves. And so what I'm doing is I'm really working with meditation a lot. And that's something I do before a session, even before this radio show. I just get quiet and I ask for, you know, guidance, and I ask for connection to that grid of all information. And I think that's what meditation can do for us. And it's like a prayer. It's like just getting quiet or resting. And it's something that we can all do. So I'm also working on teaching kids about energy and also about light, and how a lot of kids, I'm sure you notice how many kids have a lot of psychic and energy powers right now. It's just incredible. And they're a little lost in the sense that many parents don't have that or not quite connected to it. So I'm trying to create a space for kids to know it's okay what I have, that my imaginary friend may be a spirit I'm talking to, may not be, and that I can make energy move and it can transform. And so it's about teaching kids to use it in the highest light and love for good, beautiful purposes.
That's very, very important. I remember being very young and having these abilities, and learned very quickly not to discuss them with anybody else or not to tell people I saw. Because they made fun of me. And especially if I had something important to say about somebody's personality, you should be careful of somebody or other. I was, pretty much put down and told I was being mean or being, I don't know how to explain it, being critical. And I still have actually a friend who, when I make a comment about somebody, says, "You're being judgmental in this and accusing me of this," when I'm saying, "No, I'm just giving an observation of what I'm seeing in that person."
Right.
I'm not really judging that person. And it's taken me years to be able to say, no, this may be what you're hearing, but what I'm saying is this is what I see in this person. And it's wiser to avoid the situation rather than to go in and find yourself in a situation that you just find very difficult to extricate oneself from. And
yes, exactly.
And it's very interesting because there is that knee-jerk reaction to, and if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, that's if you're just gossiping or saying something to harm another person, not if you're making an observation about what you perceive as that person's weaknesses or strengths, because some of negatives can be of strength, actually.
Absolutely.
So, and I think many people have that in mind, that they are always fighting critical responses to what they have to say. And this is still, even as an adult, can be intimidating.
Mm.
And one has to be very aware of how one is growing, and then be able to stand up against the barrage of others who don't see what you see. And I'm also inclined to say sometimes people can be jealous of your gifts.
Yes, it's interesting. Or they seem to have these powers. It's like, it's not a power. We all have these abilities.
Exactly.
Some of us are more tuned in than others, you know?
Right. But some people perceive it as very threatening, and it's not. I knew one person who was from Ireland, as a matter of fact, but was terrified of having precognitive dreams and so forth and so on, so she asked not to have them anymore. And I'm thinking, and you could avoid car accidents that way, you could, but they would rather be afraid and have things hit them and not have any knowledge at all than have an awareness and use it as a gift and as a guidance in one's life, which is what it's supposed to be for.
Yes, and it's a lot of people are afraid to grow and have this beautiful bounties. I like to call them bounties, whether it's money or relationships or fun, and it's all waiting for us. We just need to walk towards it. And a lot of people are, because of their negative life history of the past, are not willing to make that leap or that commitment to go to the beautiful thing. They like to stay in the dark places of the past.
Yes,
and
I
that's
have
a big part of my work is helping people to free themselves to move to that bright place.
Well, you know, as a hypnotherapist, I find it very interesting when people have an issue, like a fear of flying or a fear of crossing bridges, but they have fears. And in hypnosis, it's using your intuition a lot, believe it or not. You develop a high intuition when you use hypnosis. So anybody who wants to go to hypnotherapy, if you're not willing to become psychic, don't go.
That's a great tip.
Because you're going to become that whether you want it or not, and you become highly intuitive, and you say, "Oh, I have a hunch or something." But the thing is, I have had friends who would say, who tell me they would rather be afraid of flying than get over the fear, because what would they do if they had a life free of fear? And we'd say, what does it feel like? And they get scared. They would rather have a life of fear than have a life of peace. And if this is what they want, again, you can't change people. You can only offer them the opportunity to allow themselves to change.
And be the inspiration,
hard.
You know.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, I'd like to grab my friend by the hair of her head and drag her into a session and say, here, sit down, you will no longer be afraid. And then she'll be afraid with somebody with gray hair, right?
Right. Well, it's that old line, they say, enlightenment cannot be taught, it can only be caught.
Oh, is that, now I like that saying. I've never heard it put back like that.
So it's
that.
Like we can't push anybody or encourage, it's just
yes.
we can just be our own bright, beautiful being that can inspire others to want to make shifts. And then hopefully they catch it.
Exactly. And it's along the lines of, what is that very old saw that came from the Greeks? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can lead a child to school, but you can't make him think.
Exactly.
Same concept. And while we're laughing and teasing, I think so much is lost out of life through our own fears, which are really false experiences appearing real.
Right.
And that's the sad thing, is when you hang on to situations which really are not valid. And
well, they're not real. It's the fear that it's real versus...
It is. Yeah. It's truly not real. It's false. It's a false thought. And, of course, we tend to forget that many cultures used fear in order to control people, and so it became a norm. And so we're now flagging against...
For control or domination purposes, yes.
Yes, yes. And, you know, there's a whole history of this, and if one looks to it. But it's nice to know that in this day and age, we are becoming more free of this kind of fear and this kind
Isn't
of radical bondage. You know,
and
it's
so
bondage.
Many more people are experiencing freedom from fear, if we could say, and it's making the world a better place. And yes, it's a little tumultuous right now, a little challenging, but I see great changes in people. And sometimes the people you'd least expect making these great leaps to more of a positive life for themselves, free from fear. I mean, the least you expect, and the ones who are coming and showing up for me, for my work. And it's so exciting to see the stereotypes being broken and people really being able to grow within themselves and bring healing for themselves. It's like never before, I think, ever in the history of the planet that we've been given this opportunity in this time frame. And it's so great how many people are jumping to take it. It's really cool.
I think it is absolutely marvelous. And again, remember you can call in and ask Aidan for a reading if you'd like to. We are certainly willing to do so. I mean, that's why he's here, to share and to give of his gift. And we talk about healing. Now, you talked about healing yourself. It came within weeks after you gave yourself over to going along on this journey of healing. That's absolutely fascinating. I find that many people have similar stories in the healing field where they themselves had to experience pain and suffering in order to awaken them to the power that lies within, to assist others.
And understanding, when you do this work of understanding other people's pain and suffering and trauma, I think if you haven't been through it in a really dark, deep way, that it's very hard to help people get through it and find the map and there's clear, straight path through that. And I think it's, to me, it was horrible at the time. But to me, it was such a gift, such a bounty that really is serving me on all levels in my life.
Well, it's true. And unfortunately, we tend to choose, and we think, why do we do this? But we do tend to choose the experiential format. And I'm not sure why, other than that we're in the land of forgetfulness when we come here from our prior sojourn.
I think I agree.
Because otherwise, I can't give a reason why I would want to go through the hell and damnation I've been through. It defies all reason, and I'm not a masochist, you know what I mean?
Well, what's great right now, I think, is people are really seeing their issues or their flaws and seeing, wow, I can move through this more quickly like ever before. We remember like in the 80s how it was very into therapy and exposing everyone's past on Oprah and all those things. And that was such an important time for everyone to get through that those secrets of all those things are out now. And people know people have those issues. And now when they come up in different ways and different formats today, we can go, ooh, I see that. I can understand it and I can move through it quickly and come out with such wisdom, but like could be mm-hmm. so fast. What used to take maybe 30 years to do now can happen, you know, moments, instantaneous, and that's so exciting to see.
Well, it is. I'm in the world of medicine. I guess I'm sorry to see backward steps being taken in the fields of psychiatry, for example, and therapy, where it's mostly controlled use through drugs now rather than actually utilizing the talk therapy that was developed for so many years.
Right.
I think we have a caller.
Great.
Hello?
I just want to say I think therapy is amazing.
Okay. We've got somebody here who's online who's calling.
Rosemary.
Rosemary, and where are you from, dear?
Chicago.
Oh, how wonderful. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. How can we assist you today?
Aiden was talking about healing.
Yes.
And healing.
Yes, hi, Rosemary.
I seem to get better, but then I backslide again.
Aha.
I just got over
a case of shingles.
Uh-huh.
And it took me about 4 days to heal that sucker.
Wow.
I was not happy.
Okay.
Well, I always say it's interesting. When we heal ourselves or heal from doctors, whatever, it's so great that we're healed, but sometimes we get in the habit energetically. I just mean in energy, not in, you know, emotionally, physically, but just energetically that we're used to it. And a lot of people will bring back that energy field because I believe all things are just energy-based. They are real to some point, but they're energy as well. And we can transform and shift the energy to a healed, like remember what normal is, like non-shingles, you know, normal, that we remember that and we become healed and, you know, the shingles goes away. But then a few days later, weeks later go by and we get stressed again in life. And that energy, we bring it back. And it's really about committing to having that energy not come back. It's almost like a habit. And it's really interesting when people have things come back. They'll usually come back to me and we work on the healing again. And it's about having the body, the mind, the energy systems really remembering what that was like to be normal, what that energy was like that was normal. And it's about really going back to that.
Okay.
Do you feel like, for some reason, like if the habit of it has come back?
I've been working my way through about 12 years of very difficult health and challenges.
Uh-huh.
I'm having trouble remembering normal.
Exactly. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So I would love to encourage you to sit quietly and really feel what normal is like and try to find really what that feels like energetically as well as emotionally, of what normal is, and spend the time that if you are in pain or in discomfort of switching that in that moment energetically. It's really just a thought pattern. You know, healing is quantum physics. It's where intention goes, energy flows. So if our intention in the moment is like, ugh, I'm in pain, if we can switch our thinking to, wow, I remember what normal is like, and I'm going to start feeling what normal was and trying to remember what that is. And amazingly, when we get good at it, after not that long, we can get good at that, we can make all those shifts and feel better immediately.
That is a phenomenal concept.
How does that feel? Does that resonate? I know right now you're in the dark part of it. You know, it's the anger, the fear. It's like, will this ever go away? Right?
Yes.
Yes. And that's the place we all have to try to get out of. And that's the tricky part. And that's something we can all do within ourselves. It's really about, I like to say in one way, it can be quite simple. It's like, if you want to quit smoking, it's about not taking that next cigarette and making that commitment to not doing that. And when we do that with healing and we do that with whatever's wrong with us, it's about making that commitment when we wake up in the morning. It's like, I'm not going to let this energy, which I am in complete control of at all times, we all are in complete control of our own energy systems. That I'm going to switch that by using my mind and using my emotions and not jumping in that fear place again to really healing my day. And then we just do it moment by moment. And it goes back to that fear that we were talking about earlier. Fear or pain or suffering is really the opposite of love. And when we really move into feeling that state of love, whether we're going to go love someone else, so that brings and attracts that love for us, which can then heal our systems, or go love a plant, or love a tree, or, you know, garden, or anything you can to switch up the energy from that state of pain and fear to really a state of love. And it really should neutralize all your issues.
Well, okay. I will give it my absolute best reminder.
Great. Good. Because, you know, it's important to go to doctors. It's important to go to therapy. It's important to do all that other work. But energy is really forgotten a lot of times in our society.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that way, you know, several hundred years ago. People worked with energy and they understood it because there weren't technology, there wasn't medicines, there wasn't all these things to A, distract us, but B, that we can give our own power away to medicine or doctors, or which I still think is amazing, we all should do, but we've given our power away to healing ourselves. And if we think several hundred years ago, when there really wasn't anything that could heal us medically or technologically, that we really had to go into ourselves and really find our own inner strength, our own inner healing.
Absolutely. The power of the mind is profound. Absolutely profound.
And I would say everybody go to your doctor because it's an important part.
Absolutely.
With energy, we can always shift it and transform it. It's really about understanding our own energy systems, and I really believe that that's what this time on the planet is right now, these next few years.
Okay.
It's really understanding our own energy and how we can change it and grow with it and really clear things in our lives.
Well, I will give it my best try. It did take me 4 days and an energy worker to shift it out.
Well, great.
But you know what? 4 days? Isn't that
amazing?
That's
pretty good.
You know how many years it took you to get to that point where you had shingles?
I know what they're like. I had them I had them once to the point where I almost lost my eyesight.
Oh, wow.
See?
And Dr. Baker from Young Living Essential Oils, a fantastic man, came to my room out of the goodness of his heart and gave me the protocol for the essential oils to use, and they work.
Yes,
oh,
they
do. Oh, that's so great.
Because they're energetic medicine.
Yes, they have their own energy, and they are in concert with human energy as well. It's why they were created in the first place, and why we were created is to be a symphony amongst all of us for the same thing, which is healing and growth of the human being. So
yes,
I think it's fabulous.
Note,
I'm very glad about that.
Lovely music.
I'm so glad you called.
Thank you so much.
Well, I know, Rosemary, with all my heart and all my intuition, that you're so close, again, like the other caller, to really making the shift to really maintaining your own energy systems and having complete understanding and being able to clearly and effortlessly heal this and heal yourself in the future.
Yes.
Well, that's great news.
And if you heal yourself, do you realize you heal others?
Absolutely.
Because that energy goes out and affects other people so that they themselves may more easily help themselves to heal. And they,
I agree.
it just snowballs. It's just the way it is. It snowballs.
Yeah, the law of vacuum states that as we are lifted up, so we lift up others.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You got it.
And then we become that great beacon of light that people want to join in with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it a fun time? Isn't it fun?
It really is.
I'm running for office and I'm not a
politician.
Well,
lots of love to you, Rosemary. I wish you all the healing you desire.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. Okay. I was going to say, you know, I had one of those aha moments. I was speaking to a friend today talking about energy and healing. And I've had to fight a weight problem most of my life. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was eating, and all of a sudden, I felt full. And I stopped and said, well, this is what they've been talking about all these years. When the signal from your body listen to your body and signals when you're full. Well, I've always listened and never heard a thing, you know, as far as mine was deaf, dumb, and blind, as far as I could feel. Or
you had
that
aha moment.
Yeah, and I had an aha moment because I was eating, and I got to half a sandwich, and I thought, well, I'm full, I won't have any more. And I felt full, and I stopped, and I said, wait a minute, I haven't had that feeling. And I had to stop and think, and I couldn't think, and so I said, ask my body, when was the last time you felt this signal, Phyllis? It's okay to stop eating now. You don't have to eat anymore. And I went back to the time when I was 11 years old, and I had gone to the doctor, and I was found to be anemic, not having enough iron, because I was moving through puberty. So So I was given pills for iron. And the problem is it causes you to eat more. I don't know whether it muffles your natural voice in your body, the chemical voice that says you've eaten enough, but it increases your appetite and causes you to eat more. And they did not realize at that time that that's what happened. And it had been since the age of 11 because I took iron pills. Can you imagine?
Wow. That's that powerful, deep understanding. That's amazing.
Yes, and so now I can follow that, and I don't overeat now. And I'm thinking all those years when I suffered, I never heard my body speak because it was whatever happened, it just happened that way, and I just never got over it. But now I can, and it's back. So it may have taken me 50 years to do it, but I'm back. Anyway,
well,
welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, Phyllis. This is Dee. How are
Hi.
You?
Fine. How are you?
Hello,
I haven't heard from you in a while.
It has been a while. Hi, Aiden.
How are you?
What can we
I'm
help you with today?
Well, I wanted to see about getting a reading. My question is, I live in the mountains of North Carolina, but things don't seem to be working out here, and I have the feeling I'm not supposed to be here.
Where were
and
you before?
I wanted
before?
To see about getting some insight on that.
Sure. Where were you
I'm
before?
Sorry?
Where were
Florida.
You before?
Okay.
Oh, Florida.
Florida.
Now, how did Florida feel to you?
Oh, I didn't like it there. But I was there for 20 years, but it was time to go.
So you've been searching for this new place where all your systems, mind, body, spirit, feel at home.
Yes.
And you're not finding it.
No, I'm not.
Now, I do sense the area where you are is not energetically appropriate to your systems in the sense that you're going, I need to get out of here.
Absolutely.
And is it like an aggressive, I need to get out of here?
Yes, it's quite aggressive. And the fact that nothing ever works out, you know, things
right.
are just about to happen, like finding a home, and then it falls apart.
Right. Well, I would say that these are signs and clues, and I always pay attention and work in signs and clues. And here's a great example. I was out in the desert in beautiful Joshua Tree yesterday, and I was out with a hiking guide. And we hiked up to the top of this rock formation, and we were all sitting there. There's about six of us, and we were all sitting on the top of the rock. And it was beautiful, perfect weather, no wind. It was great. And we were there about 20 to 30 minutes when all of a sudden the guide said, it's time to go. And I was like, well, why is it time to go? And he goes, well, the wind started up again, and that's the mountain telling us it's time to get down. Because if we didn't pay attention to that, maybe the wind would have come up more fiercely and blown us off. So it's about really paying attention to those signs and symbols, although subtle. But for you right now, they're quite powerful in the sense of like, wow, why didn't that house come through, and why didn't that work accelerate like I intended to accelerate? And I really believe
right.
that certain people belong in certain areas that is more accommodating to your energy systems. But at the same time, I really believe that you have expanded energetically so much, especially in the last several years, but especially in the last 6 months, that you're finding that places don't quite feel right. And that's something I've experienced in the sense that I've lived in California, you know, 20 years. And I thought, where would I move to if I moved to? And there wasn't a specific place that was calling me that felt like home. And what I realized is home is within me, which we've all heard, but this is a new energy principle. The higher we raise our frequency, and that's what you've been really working on, Dee, the higher it raises, and sometimes it raises faster than we realize, or more, and I don't mean a judgment of high versus low,
right,
but it's just
right.
a way to talk in frequency to decipher it, and it's not a judgment of higher or lower, or someone who's in a lower frequency is not as good. I don't mean it that way. But your frequency is so raised that you're sensing that sometimes your soul is traveling all over, and it doesn't require a location. And so what you're sensing is, what feels like home, what used to feel like home to all of us, even a year ago, doesn't necessarily feel like home anymore. And it's important that we ground ourselves, but at the other point, it's understanding that home is really where our soul is taking us and what our desires are, and that's the new home. And I'm not sure if we'll ever feel like, you know, a certain location is deeply our home. It's this new principle that I'm trying to understand, but I really sense for you, Dee, that you're in the same place. Now, that being said, is I feel that you're to move more west than you've ever thought you needed to go before, because the energy is more accommodating to your new frequencies. Now, west, I mean, if you were to go from west of the Mississippi, from Montana to Arizona to California to Oregon, any of those places that would be a high-frequency energy place where people talk about what we talk about, which can be in a lot of different places, it's just finding that community, your prosperity will quintuple. Your ability to have things align and flow gently and easily, like we love to have life gentle and easy, the gentleness and the easiness of your life by you shifting that energy location, and you're already sensing it, you'll be amazed and just inglorious by this shift if you were to move more west. And there's a lot of options. Okay. You know, sometimes I would tell people, you know, really consider Seattle or really consider this or this specific place for you, because that will be accommodating to your energy field. But Dee, for you, what's great is west you go, there's infinite opportunities, infinite. If you like a small town, that could work too. If a big city, that could work too. But the energy field for you in the East Coast is not matching your field. And I've been to a lot of places, so I do understand energies of areas, and you're a far more west person. And that's from all the way to Hawaii. It could even be Japan. Just that East Coast area is not maybe accommodating to you, and also the people you're running into in the East Coast are not your energy frequency for your greatest success.
Okay.
Wow. How does that resonate?
Washington State sounds like a good idea.
It could. Oh, so I brought up Seattle. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, you
did. I
do
warn.
Really,
I did grow up in Seattle.
Resonating.
I grew up there, and I realized after I moved to California 20 years ago that there is a darkness that comes from the gray weather. So that's a heads up for you, just from my own wisdom experience. That is can be a little depressing. I think I look back to my childhood of going to school, and everyone just behaves grayly by February. I kind of call it gray. It's not depressed. It's kind of a gray feeling. So, I always say that we do need the sun, so that's a heads up to you. If you're willing to go vacation a lot to sunny weather within the winter, that will help maintain your systems, because you do require that, you especially, Dee. So I say that's a heads up. As long as you are able to get away to the sun, then I think that's a great place for you to go. But if you can go a little south where you're more sun, more time, I think that would be easier. But
Oregon, maybe?
Say again?
Oregon, perhaps?
I would think even south where there's more sun. But but Seattle would be great for you energetically. I think there's a lot of people that would resonate with you and your path and journey, that you can share great times that you're maybe not experiencing where you are right now, that they're not quite getting your journey, your path, and you're getting judgment and resistance from that. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, people are like going, I don't get her, and I don't get what she's doing, and you're getting a lot of judgment because they don't get your frequency.
Right, right.
Now, what I like to say is that we do have a bubble around ourselves, and I feel like you have a great fortified bubble that in some ways is maybe a little too fortified. You know, I talk about our energy field having a protection layer like a rubber ball where the negativity bounces off. But I think a little bit with you, Dee, that you're having, that there's a little bit of fear that you're not letting that love in from others, even if it's just simple giving to you. And that's a little block that you have that I would love to encourage you to clear, which is just about commitment, allowing, taking the risk to letting more love in. And I think you would attract where you are more people like that. But at the same time, as we've discussed, I feel that land, that area, and the people in it energetically are a match to you.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Perfect. Oh,
okay, great.
Yes.
Now, what kind of work are you doing, Dee?
I do medical billing.
Medical billing. Well, that's great. You could do that anywhere.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, is that something you want to continue? I sense that you want to make a shift.
No. Yes, I do want to make a shift.
You do want
to
shift.
My dream is to have I want to have a school. I want to have it on a farm.
A school farm.
For children and an entire community, actually. I have a great
Like an eco-village.
Absolutely.
That's something I'm building in Malibu, a beautiful eco-village about community and growing vegetables, but it's still without sacrifice,
right.
And it's a new model, a new vision. Maybe you should build one of those. That would be fascinating.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Sounds
well,
like
here's
idea.
What I feel, Dee. I think it's really important for you to move wherever you move to and establish yourself financially and also with meeting people by doing the medical billing at first. Even if you did it for 6 months or if you did it for a couple years while you're finding the where, exactly where you want to have your farm, where you're really feeling where it needs to be, I really feel that you need to understand that new area you've gone to. And maybe after a month you go, ooh, this isn't the right place, I need to move again. And being open to really having the freedom and the time to really find that location that really resonates the best with you. But at the same time we say, well, the location might not fully feel like home, and I want to really expand that to you, Dee, because you're in one of those people that the location may not always feel like deep home that we used to feel in the past, but doesn't mean we can't have a great time where we are feeling great too.
Right. Okay.
So I want to just heads up to that, that, you know, it might not feel exactly 100%, but let's try to get it 80.
Right. That'll work.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I see lots of new friendships
and good times coming from your move, Dee.
Good.
Thank you so much, Dee.
It's always a joy to hear from you.
Thank you, Dee. Lots of love to you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your move.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are beginning to run out of time. Aiden, how can people contact you, dear?
Oh, you're welcome. You can call me at 310-282-8003. Or you can also visit my website, which is aidenchase.com. That's spelled AIDENCHASE.com. And on my website, I have all the information about all my sessions, how healing works, what my job is in the process. I do healing sessions and intuitive psychic readings. I also create crystal matrixes you can place in your house or business for manifestation or clearing things you wish to clear or things you want to repel away from you of negative things. I also do great pre- and post-op medical healing things to help build the energy before and after you have medical treatments. And I also do architectural intuitives where we go to your house and maybe you're building a house and asking where does the land feel the house should be and really being in tune with your systems energetically with your new structure that you might want to build. And also I do home clearings and chargings where I go to people's houses and we try to make it the most harmonious it can be energetically by shifting energy and charging up certain spaces or the whole house for a beautiful harmonious life and life in the house.
Beautiful.
So it's aidenchase.com, and I also have great energy products called Energy Alchemy. I have healing and energy charge semi-precious stone bracelets, and I also have energy mists, which there's three different kinds. There's one for clearing your space, and one for charging up your energy, and one that connects to the frequencies of love. And it's a great, simple, it's like I call it a mini healing session with me. It's just one spritz, and you connect to those frequencies energetically.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
And, of course, too, I have my Tropical Island Healing Meditation on iTunes that came out this month that's now available on iTunes. I like to call it the cheapest vacation ever. For $3.99, we go energetically on meditation to a tropical island, and so it's an instantaneous vacation.
sounds good. So let's get back to working with some of the things that you have. What are some of the dreams that you have? You mentioned that you've been to a number of places. What drew you back to California to stay there?
Isn't that interesting? I grew up in Seattle. My mom and dad both grew up in Seattle. And I always felt connected to California from as early as I can remember, like 4 years old, where I would watch TV, especially the Merv Griffin show. I would watch with my mom and my grandmother. And I would see the locations. They would go to celebrity homes or locations. And I always felt so connected to the locations. And I didn't quite understand why. And mm-hmm. it took me until, I think I went to California the first time, like to Disneyland, when I was 7, and I went, ooh, I just like it here. And I would tell my mom, I like it here. And I didn't mm-hmm. understand why. It just really resonated with me. And what I came to understand later, after college, I moved to California. My dad actually got this amazing job in the publishing business, and they moved to California. They moved to Los Angeles while I was in college. And it was just a natural flow that I would go, well, obviously, I love California. I would move there, and I joined them here in California. But what I realized, what it was about Los Angeles especially, for me, was California and Los Angeles is a place where people come from all over the world to make their dreams come true. And it's a place without judgment about people's dreams. And it really resonates with me, and it's so exciting. Whether you go to, say, a Hollywood party in Los Angeles, and there's a billionaire, and there's the struggling actor. And the struggling actor could go, ooh, I really want to be the billionaire. And the billionaire, after talking to the struggling actor, goes, oh, I wish I could be the struggling actor making my dreams come true. And you could be at a party or a location with the billionaire and the person with $5, and they're talking to each other, and they're excited about each other's journey. And I think that's what I really love about being here.
Let me interrupt. We do have another caller.
Oh, great.
So let's say, who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, and where are you from, dear?
I'm actually from Los Angeles.
Hallelujah, isn't that nice?
Yeah, I love it here, too.
A local homegrown gal, okay. You wanted to talk to Aiden?
I'm sorry?
You wanted to talk to Aiden?
Yeah, I'm going to make it quick. My question is probably a lot like the woman that just called. I've been going through a lot of energetic changes, and a lot of things have been falling aside, and especially in relationships. I just wanted to know if she could see perhaps what new relationship might be coming my way.
Great. Well, Michelle, I really sense lots of clearing that's been startling for you of people dropping away out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old friends, even relatives. Like suddenly that they're not at your frequency. And it's not a judgment that they're good or bad. It's just they're not connecting anymore. And also, it's like you've been pruning off your tree, the dead weight that needs to clean off. And it's, again, it's not a judgment about the people. It's just, how does it serve your journey and nourish your journey? And a lot of people who have been sucking energy from you instead of nourishing with you are falling away because you've been making shifts.
Yeah, that's exactly what's been happening.
Right. Well, I believe, again, like our earlier caller, you're in a little phase that's a pause, where you're reestablishing yourself energetically and also reestablishing of what kind of relationships, whether it's friendships or love relationships or family relationships, what kind and what do you want for you? You know, I say everybody has different opinions of what that is. Things, I always say everybody has a glitch, just which glitch is right for you. And you're reestablishing what that glitch is okay. And because everybody has issues. I mean, none of us are free of issues. But which ones that can you handle or tolerate or enjoy? And that's what you're doing right now. You're understanding and figuring out what that is. I also believe in your relationships in the past, you've given till it hurts, where maybe you give 80%, but maybe you get 5 or 10% back, especially in love relationships. And that's the shift. You've made that realization going, hey, that's not acceptable anymore. And so what I say to you, if we have 100% of love to share, we're all 100% of light and love. And if you were to keep 50% consciously with commitment to yourself, so you really nourish your energy systems, you nourish your life with that 50% of your own love, then the love you have to spread out to the world is of such high quality, and it spreads farther, greater, and it attracts people who are 50-50 relationship people. So in the sense that they, those people in relationships, keep 50% for themselves, and they spread 50% to you in a moment that you're having with them. And that's the shift, and it's about a new expectation that you, if you choose, can commit to. And through that commitment, just like when I committed to being a healer as my occupation, things shift, things transform, and then all of a sudden that relationship shows up, and you can say, hey, is this a 50-50 thing? And then when you look for the signs, symbols, and clues indicating that, you can jump on board. And you jump on that beautiful boat, then you have great times.
Okay.
Got you.
How does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I feel like that's the work I've been doing. So it makes perfect sense.
Well, I sense a little more of that. And again, like the earlier caller, it's really defining exactly what you want. because, as we said, the universe doesn't get wishy-washy. You put out wishy-washy, you get wishy-washy back. So it's about even more defining, even more minutely, clearly, exactly what you want and saying, hey, universe, guides, and angels, bring this person to me. And it shall happen. I see it happening. But it all goes back to your energetic work of commitment and shift. And when that happens, and when that person shows up, then you'll go, aha, I've done the work, and here's this person. Now, you may be tested a little bit in between, where suddenly some person shows up, and you're like, wow, do they fit my requirements? Does that fit my energetic thing of 50-50, if you do choose that? Because you don't have to. But if you choose that, and you go, I have people, clients all the time go, suddenly we talked, and this person showed up, and I go, wow, do I want to jump on board? And then they have to make that decision, is this just a period of learning, or do I want to wait for that person to come, or really attract that person to come? Because I believe the universe does throw us little tests to see, did you get the lesson?
Yes. I was going to follow up with that if you hadn't, because it's very true, and I'm sure our listener has also found out that's true, too. It's always tested. Are you sure you want to go down the street, or do you want to take another road?
Right. Because you've been down that road before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go on the nice, beautiful road, not the rocky road.
Yeah, it's
I would say, how about smooth and clean and clear without the speed bumps, without the Grand Canyon in the way? Let's just go the nice, direct path.
Okay.
I'm right there with you.
That's what you want. That's what you send out, and that's what you get.
That's so beautiful. It's all our choice. It's all our choice energetically of how we want to make our journey be.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Lots of love to you. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Our pleasure. So you were going on, you were telling us a little bit about the family before, and your father moved out, and you moved down as well. Are you already here?
Right. And so I did all sorts of different work.
It worked out perfectly.
And it's exactly as I wanted it. And it just kind of happened. It was set up for me, and I was willing to, again, jump on board that boat, and it sailed off to great journeys. And it's been really beautiful.
That's phenomenal. Okay, we just have a little bit of time left. I don't know that we can take any more callers at this point. We got 3 minutes. Okay, well, again, it's over. Okay, we need to say goodbye. Thank you, Aiden. Perhaps you'll come again sometime.
Thank you, Phyllis. I really enjoyed it, and thanks to all the listeners.
Thank you for all listening, and we'll have another guest next week, Maureen Halloran, a lovely, lovely lady who does tarot. Thank you for Phyllis Pricer at the Higher Dimension and BBS Radio. God bless you all, and goodbye.